Glory to God. We are on part three of being tough for the kingdom. Glory to God. Being tough for the kingdom. We have seen the definition of toughness. Glory to God. Toughness. Praise God forevermore. You are not easily broken, weakened, or defeated. You get it? You're not easily broken, weakened, or defeated. Now, those aspects have to do with, well, because when you talk about weakness, you talk about being broken, you're talking about being defeated. It suggests to us that there's a war we are engaged in. Are we together? And in this war, we cannot find ourselves weak. We can't find ourselves broken. We can't find ourselves defeated. Are we together? In this war we are engaged in. Remember the scripture we read in 2 Timothy. It's saying that endure hardness as a good soldier. Are we together? As a good soldier. While you are, we need to understand. The Bible says in Ephesians. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6. Glory to God. It shows us that we are engaged in a war. Praise God. And this is what God says. Ephesians chapter 6. Paradis tafikopitia patosoplevetica pasoblava. All right. In verse 10. Look at the admonition he gives us. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You see what he's telling us? He says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles. Stand against the wiles, the trickeries of the enemy, of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. He didn't say we wrestle not at all altogether. He says we don't wrestle. We wrestle not with flesh and blood. Are you with me? It says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I thought the devil is defeated. I thought the devil is defeated was... is not a factor in a way that he can do anything. So why do we still wrestle? Are we together? So if the devil is defeated, why fight again? You need to understand, he says principalities and powers. These are dominating thoughts. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Dominating thoughts. They are The devil doesn't have power of his own. He doesn't have power of his own. His demons have no power of his own. But I want you to understand something he told us. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand. Stand for what? Glory to God. He says that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That's what you stand up against. He says that you may be able to stand against the wiles. Now, the word wiles is where you get trickeries, his schemes, his deceptions. Are we together? His deceptions, his lies. He says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand. Now, this instruction is not given to all men. It's given to those in Christ. Are we together? Those in Christ. He says, put on the armor. So now, think of those that are not in Christ. What happens to them? Because they have no armor to put on. So because they have no armor to put on, they have no grounds to stand against. That means they are under his influence. Are you with me? Now, remember, God gave man power. Power. Man has authority. And what has the devil been doing all this time? He's been ruling by the authority of man. When Jesus came and defeated the devil, he took away from him the power of death and hell. He took the keys with him. So the devil was destroyed, disabled, and paralyzed. So he doesn't have the power to do anything. But which power does he have? It's called deception. Deception. That's why he says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand. Are we together? To stand against the wiles of the devil. Glory to God. The wiles of the devil. Praise the Lord Jesus. The wiles of the devil. Glory to God. He says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Are we together? That's what we stand up against. That's what we wrestle. You know, these are the things that we stand up against. The devil doesn't come with folded hands, with fists. No, he comes and attacks here, the mind. But he tells you that the way to stand up against him is you must put on the whole armor of God. I want to read the armor for you here. And then he says, for we wrestle not. He says, listen to this. Listen. He says that you may be able to stand against. You put on the armor so that you stand against. Are we together? So you are standing against. Are we together? It's like doing like this, like this. You're standing against. Are we together? It's that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not. He first told you that you may be able to stand against the tricks of the devil. For we wrestle not. That means our standing against. Oh, praise the Lord Jesus. Our standing against is not against flesh and blood. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We do not wrestle. We do not wrestle with flesh and blood. Are we together? For we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but what do we wrestle with? He says, flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness. I want you to note that. The rulers of the darkness of this world. So what you see in the world is the darkness. But there are those that champion the darkness. He says, now we go beyond the activities we simply see. We go beyond the wickedness that we simply see. To standing up against the ruling thoughts that cause men to do the things they do. That cause certain wicked activities that take on. He says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. These are higher ruling thoughts. Praise the Lord. Ruling thoughts. These are demonic. You see, it says, against principalities and powers. Remember, he says, we're standing that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. So what is he going to do? In different ways, he will come up against you. Are we together? But all his stratagems are just tricks. If you refuse and not fall for it in your mind, it does not matter how physical it might look like. Nothing has the power to beat you. Are we together? Why? Because at the end of it all of it, are tricks, are trickeries. It is like the kanokalia, kalite kalia. That's what it's about. It is just lies of the enemy. But if he can convince you to believe the lies, he has you defeated. So he says, put on the whole armor of God. He says, we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with principalities and powers. What is he telling you? That these principalities, now, these are ruling thoughts, they rule over systems. So they are in the heavenly realms. Are we together? So you will find that they are governing over operations, principalities, and powers. These are powers that permit, that distribute. These are the powers that rule behind the powers that be. Are we together? It's like governing bodies, but these are spiritual governing bodies. They govern the powers that be. It is the behind the scenes of the operating powers. Are we together? He says, when we put on the whole armor of God, we are able to stand up against all of those. Oh, listen to this. This is interesting. Listen, listen. He says, we stand up against the wiles of the enemy. He says, for we wrestle not against principalities, against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. In heavenly places, are we together? We are wrestling. We are wrestling. Marakito Hosovatea. It says, against, we are wrestling, not with flesh. So it's simply telling us, when you see flesh come against you, oh, paradiso kotobahaya, when you see someone standing, someone you don't even know, hating you, when you see someone come up and they tell you from today, this work will not continue. He says the fight is not with that one you have seen. When you find that someone has come in and is giving you an evil report, he says the fight is not against that. He says we put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy, because he's coming in to try to trick you. But how is he coming? He's going to come through men. He's going to come through the authorities that be. Are we together? He's going to come and use those that are in powerful positions to stand up against you. But it's all tricks. When you have put on the whole armor of God, the thing is, you can't fall for any of it. You find that opposing forces will rise up against you, but they come in as flesh and blood. He says, we don't wrestle with flesh and blood. You might see the flesh and blood talking to you, but your fight is not with man. He says, take it in the heavenly. Paradeso katakabaye. Woo, sheki lagazo vanatila bakaya. He says, no, no, we don't wrestle against that. We don't wrestle against it. No, he says, against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness. So when you see the men, the wicked men rising up, someone, you were fellowshipping, you were doing this and this and this, and then someone all of a sudden comes in and is talking contrary to the things that you have been doing. And you're like, I mean, if anybody who has some sense, someone, you can't say what this man is saying. You can't think the way they are thinking. He's saying, no, it's not that man. It's not that man. No, they are rulers of the darkness of this world. So when you look at the confusion by which the world operates, he says it's inspired by something. When you see wicked men do the wickedness, someone comes out and does a wicked act. He says it's not man. There is a power. There's a ruler of the darkness. There's a ruler of that wickedness. He says that's what we stand up against. Are we together? So the enemy will bring the tricks. And what are the tricks? He presents something like this. Kumbe, behind the scenes is another thing. Did you hear me? So he comes to you in one way. That's why it's a trick. That's why they are tricks. So they make you, it's like a magician. They make you look in one direction, and yet the other thing, where the real thing is happening, is where they don't want you to see. So that's how the enemy comes in. He comes in as man, and yet he's not man. And so you put your battle to man, and the other side, he gets you defeated. But he says you can beat that big time. Glory to God. He says, against the rulers, against spiritual wickedness. Look at that. There is spiritual wickedness in high places. This is what we're standing up against. So If the devil is defeated, now, how are we standing? It's because the enemy is influencing men to pass on certain laws, is influencing men to stand up against righteousness, is influencing the wickedness that is going on around. And we are here as agents of light. We are here as the ones to whom the kingdom has been committed, and the kingdom of light is completely the opposite of what is going on. So what we have been given, we are not being given it to do what? To sit and be comfortable. No! What is going on in the world, as long as we're here, there are things that are not supposed to be, are not permitted to be. But you know what the enemy does? He puts certain things around that, and then makes you think that it's okay. There's nothing okay with darkness ruling. We are the governing power. The Bible says the kingdom of this world has become the kingdom. The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So let's continue. He says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. Look at that. He says, in the evil day, having done all to stand. There is such a thing as the evil day. That is when everything, the unexpected happens. That is when you are stood up against, and you know, the evil day. It is that day that evil will seem like it's prevailing. Jesus said that the enemy is coming. The devil comes. The enemy is coming, but he has nothing in me. Are we together? So every one of us, whether you know it or not, you're going to face an evil day. The evil day is that day when the unexpected happens, is that day when the unplanned happens, is that day when the contrary happens. The contrary to the things you have believed, you have held dear, happens. And it seems like you are being deemed a failure. That evil day comes. He says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand. Oh, Shakataya. You get it? It's like withstand, not just to stand now. It is your making sure that you stand, you know, last. You're like, no, my dear, you can't. When he tries to load it on you, you say, do your best. Give your best. Why? Because you're gonna load a heavy hand on him. Are we together? So it's like, oh, when you put on the whole armor, now we will see. He says that having done all to stand. So the number one thing you're going to do, and you are told, you the fight, the willingness to fight. Now we have to have the willingness to fight. In as we're being tough for the kingdom, we must be willing to fight. Willing to fight. Are we together? Willing to fight. The kingdom is not for the sissies. No, it's not for the weak-minded. It's for tough men. Tough men. Soldiers. We are soldiers. Are we together? So we must be willing to fight. He says, having done all, stand. Stand. Are we together? Stand. That's what you need to. Why? Because he says, that every other thing. So what is he? Why is he emphasizing the standing? He says, having done all, stand. Having done all, to stand. Are we together? So you've done every other thing, but make sure you are standing. At the end of it all, you are the man standing. He says, having done all, stand. And then he goes to the next verse 14, and then he begins by saying, stand, therefore. This is after you have done all, stand. And then now, as after you have stood, he says, stand, therefore. Having your loins, this is how you stand. Having your loins, get about with truth. Are you with me? So truth is a weapon. Truth is a weapon. When he says, put on the whole armor, he says, put on truth like a cloth. Glory to God. And having the breastplate of righteousness. Glory to God. And your feet should weave the preparation of the gospel of peace. Are we together? Above all. When he says above all, he's saying above all. Now, after you are put, now note this, that the things that he's telling you, it is some things. These are things that you have to carry on with you by consciousness, receiving the truth and willing to fight for the truth and stand in the truth. No matter what happens, put on truth like a cloth. Are we together? So what happens? You know truth. What is truth? Truth is the word of God. And then he says, your breastplate of righteousness. Carry with you the consciousness that you are the righteousness of God. Are we together? When you carry that, the enemy can't penetrate your heart. He can't get to your heart. Why? Because he's protected, you know. Why? Because the devil will have to attack your heart, your source, in order for him to get certain things to you. And he can't do that while you think you are righteous. Why? Because the devil is darkness and you are light. Are we together? He says, you're blessed. And then he says, and then your feet with the preparedness, the preparation of the gospel of peace. So you'll be able to walk in truth. Are we together? Walk in righteousness. That is, carry the consciousness of righteousness, of truth, and then ready to take the gospel around. This is how you put on. He says, this is how you do. This is how we fight. This is how we get ready for war, is ready to preach. And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Now, note that it's fiery darts. When the enemy uses not just darts, not just arrows, they are fiery arrows. That's why he sends one fiery dart. One thought comes in, poof, and then it packs up many other negative thoughts. And the one that began just thinking one, it gets so deep, is in a conference of thoughts. Interesting. Are we together? Interesting. So he's like, the shield of faith quenches. So when the fiery darts, that means the shield of faith is watery. Are we together? So it comes in and it's quenched. Glory to God. He says, that is above all. Get the shield of faith. So the things that God has spoken, put them before you as a shield. When the enemy brings in any other thought, it's in the shield of faith. He says he knows, the one who is telling you knows the devil very well. And he's telling you this is how you do it. He says, take the helmet of salvation. Woo! He says, what is? You need to know you are born again, child of God. You need to know that you are born again. He that is born from above is above all. He says, that is your helmet. Your head is protected. Protected. The devil can't convince you otherwise. You know, the enemy can even bring up like past things you have done, maybe a fault, maybe a slip here and there. And then he says that, you see, how did you even did this and this and this. The Bible says, blessed be the generation of whom the Lord shall not impute sin. God says, as far as the east is from the west, so have I put your sin. That is the Old Testament. When it comes to the New Testament, John came proclaiming and he says, behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. He's the Lamb that takes away. He took away. He hasn't brought back yet, my dears. He hasn't brought back. So he says, put on the helmet of salvation. When you put on the helmet of salvation, you know, like you know, that you are born again. And being born again means that you have the nature of God. You are born from above. You are above the attacks. You are above the wicked plots of the enemy. You are not of this fold. You are not defined by human relations. You are not defined by human activities. No. No, God defines you. Glory to God. The helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is what he's telling us. Now, that's the armor. Now think about it. You can put that on. And when you put that on, no weapon fashioned up against you can ever prosper. Nothing can stop you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Nothing can stop you. There is nothing. Nothing. The devil has nothing that he can use to stop you. There is nothing at all. He cannot do nothing to you. It doesn't matter whether he comes as an army officer, whether he has come in as a police officer, whether he has come in as a lawyer, whether he has come in as a landlord, whether he has come in as whatever it is. There is nothing. When you walk this way, ready to preach the gospel, you carry on the truth of God's word, and merely atuzuva, the sword of the word is with you, and the shield of faith, the things that God has spoken concerning you are with you. There is nothing that can stop you. You are ready to defend and ready to fight. Glory to God. When you do that, he says you are able to stand and silence any demon. Any demon. You are in charge, not the voices that you hear around. You are the man in charge, not the devil. Oh, devil. He's defeated. He's crying right now. It's like now these guys are getting to know. He has nothing to do because truth has come to you. His voices are silenced. He can't do nothing. He can't do nothing. He can come in with a healthy report. It doesn't matter for what devil, which way you come in. I'm ready to stand up against you and you will cry. You know the Bible says, resist the devil and he shall flee away from you. That's what he does. He's a runner, poor devil. He can do nothing. He's a baby. He's a sissy. He's a coward. Oh, devil. And we'll stop here. Is that defeated for? So get ready and be always ready to fight, to start war, to fight, to defend. No matter where he comes in, you are ready to face him anytime, anywhere.